In today's Modern Ag Report, researchers are looking for a better way to identify Wanglongbing infected trees earlier than the current test. UC Riverside Associate Professor Wenbo Ma is working on the project and says they've identified proteins that are produced by the bacteria that causes HLB. She says they're looking to develop an easy way for growers to test trees.
So we are actually developing a couple of different platforms using the same antibodies. And one of them is called ELISA, and this is a very widely used detection platform that people use it for human disease, for other disease caused by non-pathogen, and also handheld little device, and that's called a nanosensor, and that's hopefully the growers can bring to the field and just use a very little sample and see the results real quick.
Ma says the research will also continue to look at how fast this test could work, and that means determining the characteristics of those proteins.
This is from a basic science researcher point of view. We really wanted to know when these proteins are produced by the pathogen during infection, how early we can detect their presence in the tree, and how far they travel through the vascular system. And these are ongoing research, but certainly something that we're very enthusiastic about.
The challenge with the current PCR test is that the bacteria has to be located where the sample is taken, and Ma says that's why they're focusing on these proteins.
That's really the logic at the beginning why we developed this method using these secreted proteins as the detection marker. I wouldn't say that they're well distributed in the tree. We don't know that. I guess it's immature to say that, and that's certainly our hope that they are well distributed. But so far, our evidence certainly suggests that they are more distributed than the pathogen cells.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.